The Commanders got their guy at number two in Jaden Daniels, and looking ahead at rounds 2 and 3 next on Command Fan. What's going on, Commanders fans, and welcome back to another episode of Command Fan. I'm your host, Tay Edwards. And the Commanders have made their selection at number two, and it was quarterback Jaden Daniels out of LSU. I've been telling you guys this for a few months now, that I thought it was going to be Jaden Daniels. I wanted it to be Jaden Daniels, and I was right. I just had a feeling based on all the reports and all the mocks and just all the talk that has been around the two quarterbacks and Drake May and Jaden Daniels. I just had a feeling it was going to be Jaden Daniels based on the kind of offense that Cliff Kingsbury wants to run. I think Jaden Daniels suits that better, and he can mold it better around Jaden Daniels than he could have with Drake May. Not saying he couldn't have done it with Drake May, but I think Jaden Daniels is the better fit for what he wants to run. And no knock to Drake May, because I would have been fine with Jaden Daniels or Drake May. I would have really trusted whoever they picked, unless it was J.J. McCarthy. I didn't want J.J. McCarthy. So I'm really happy that the Commanders selected Jaden Daniels. That's the guy I wanted. I love the way he can run and just take your soul from Adam Peters on third and long. And I also think he's the best deep ball passer in this year's draft class. And I think there's just a lot to love about Jaden Daniels. He's definitely got to learn how to not take so many hits at the NFL level as he did in college, because he is a slimmer quarterback. He's pretty light, and I expect him to put on some pounds, some healthy weight in the NFL as soon as he gets with the nutritionist there in Washington. But yeah, I'm fired up for him. It looked like he was fired up to be Washington's face of the franchise. Hopefully it doesn't end up like an RG3 situation, because that would really, really, really suck, because it would be just a whole another years of trying to find another quarterback. But I think we finally got our guy, Jaden Daniels, at number two from LSU, and I'm pumped. Not much to say. I've said it a lot over the past couple months with all the speculation and just kind of knowing Caleb Williams was going to go number one to the Chicago, and then whether it was us taking Jaden Daniels or Drake May. But in the recent couple weeks, I think it's been Jaden Daniels, and Adam Schefter has been saying you might as well just get your Jaden Daniels Washington jerseys because it's happening. So he was right. I was right. It did end up happening. The Civil War on Commander's social media can finally end. It's honestly gotten pretty annoying, and they are actually going live with Jaden Daniels to address the media. That's cool. I'm excited to see what he's gonna say and what kind of questions he'll get asked. But yeah, man, super pumped. I can't wait to watch him play. We might be getting him some help here. We should be getting him some help today in rounds 2 and 3. We're gonna do a mock draft off PFF off of the best available players. I wanted to go over the draft a little bit and go over the most surprising picks. So 1 through 3 was Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, as I mocked it, and as well as Marvin Harrison, and then Joe Alt, and then Malik Nabers went to the Giants. They were rumored to be in the mix for potentially J.J. McCarthy or maybe Michael Penix, but they ultimately went with the safe and good pick in Malik Nabers. Obviously, no pick is a safe pick, but I think Malik Nabers could definitely be the best wide receiver in this draft class. But I think Marvin Harrison is the better athlete. I do like Malik Nabers, so that's a good get for the Giants. JC Latham, tackle out of Alabama, went to the Titans at 7. And the most surprising pick in quite a while, to be honest, is number 8, the Atlanta Falcons, after signing Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million deal, $100 million guaranteed. The former Redskin is now the starting quarterback for the Falcons, but they draft quarterback Michael Penix out of Washington. That was a stunner. I don't really get, and maybe it's a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation, but I don't see where you sign Kirk Cousins to all that money to a 4-year deal and then sign his successor in the draft with the 8th overall pick when you need an edge rusher in doubt, and there hasn't even been a defensive player taken. So that was a shocker to me. I do like Michael Penix, but I think he's more one of the quarterbacks that is ready to play now. There is injury concern with him, so I'm really surprised that they didn't trade down. They definitely could have traded down and got him. But yeah, what a surprising pick. We'll see how that goes in Atlanta. I know Kirk Cousins was blindsided by it. They didn't give him any warning that they were going to draft a quarterback in the first round, let alone in the draft at all. So then Romo Odunze went to the Bears at number 9. Really good get for them. Their receiving room is stacked for Caleb Williams. So the Bears, watch out for the Bears. They could potentially do some damage in year one. And then the rounding out the top 10 is J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings, which was heavily rumored, and the Vikings were seemingly desperate for a quarterback. And they got their guy in J.J. McCarthy. And then just other notable picks. Bo Nix went to the Broncos, quarterback out of Oregon. I think that's a good pick for them. Six quarterbacks in the top 12 picks. Like, that was record-breaking last night. It was crazy. And just some tackles that affected Washington's decision on whether trading up or not is Talise Fuanga from Oregon State went to the Saints at 14. Marius Mims went to 18 to the Bengals. Troy Fautanu out of Washington went to the Steelers. And then Jordan Morgan was at the pick at 25. Graham Barton, pick at 26 from Duke. Tyler Guyton went to Dallas. Good gift for Dallas. And that was it. A one dude that I was really surprised getting drafted in the first round was Ricky Pearsall. I really did love Ricky Pearsall. I thought the Commanders could have a chance to get him in the second or third round, maybe. But the 49ers take a wide receiver, and what does that say about Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel? And Brandon Ayuk and Jaden Daniels were on Instagram Live last night. So I would love if we were to trade one of our second round picks, if maybe both, to get Brandon Ayuk, but we'll see what happens. I think they got good chemistry. Obviously, this isn't their first time going Instagram Live, and they were teammates at ASU. So let's look at the best available players for today that have not been drafted yet. So I'm doing a mock draft, and I just started it. And at the top of the second round, A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas, I would expect him to go first to Buffalo after them trading down twice. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry is also on the board. I didn't think he was going to be on the board from our last mock draft that I did in the last episode. He was here. We had the ability to select him, and I ultimately did. But in this mock draft, he goes 34 to the Patriots. Good get for the Patriots. Back-to-back solid corners and back-to-back drafts with Christian Gonzalez after we picked Emmanuel Forbes. And then Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia, who had a really good Senior Bowl. He goes 35 to the Cardinals, and then we're on the clock. And Cooper DeJean is the biggest name, maybe Johnny Newton out of Illinois that we could pick. Jackson Powers Johnson's also here. I really do like Troy Franklin as well. I could see us going linebacker with Edrin Cooper. He is highly rated on Mel Kiper's board on his best remaining players. So Washington definitely has a lot to do here and a lot of ways to go. I think we need to get tackle help. So the best offensive tackle, according to PFF, is the tackle out of Yale, Kieran. I'm not even going to pronounce his last name because I'm just going to butcher it. But I love Patrick Paul. I really would not be mad if we took him here. Also, Kingsley Suamatea, tackle out of BYU, is still here. I think we could go Troy Franklin. I also really like Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. This receiver's class, like I said in episodes before this one, is just very deep. So I think we can wait till at least till 40 to get a receiver. Jackson Powers Johnson here is interesting. I think we could definitely see, maybe we trade down from 36. I think a trading down could definitely be possible. Or maybe even trading up to get someone like A.D. Mitchell. But in this mock draft, I don't pay for PFF's exclusive mocks, so I can't trade. But it's a tough decision here for me to be able to say who I want. I think I really do like Keon Coleman and Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin's a very good deep threat, and Keon Coleman's, I think, just an all-around good, great receiver. We don't really need D-line, so Johnny Newman, if someone needs D-line, and arguably the best defensive tackle is still left on the board at 36, I think a team could jump up and get them. Maybe a team like the Falcons jump up and get Johnny Newman to get more help with Grady Jarrett as he's aging. But we'll see. Cooper DeJean, I wouldn't be surprised if Cooper DeJean was still here. I think I would much rather have Kool-Aid McKinstry than Cooper DeJean. But man, it's just a tough decision for me too. Obviously, I'm not the GM, so it's going to be way more stressful for Adam Peters. But I don't really know who to go here. I like being able to take Patrick Paul here. I also do like Kingsley Suamataya out of BYU. So I think I'm leaning him, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Kingsley Suamataya out of BYU, tackle. And then Jalen Polk goes, Roger Rosengard, tackle out of Washington, and then Jackson Powers Johnson goes right before us. So Cooper DeJean and Johnny Newton are still here. Man, I would have never thought the board would have fallen this far. Actually, Cooper DeJean doesn't really surprise me that much. People have been harsh, not harsh, but it's a tough grading him because he can play safety and corner. But I do really like Keon Coleman, but Troy Franklin's still here as well. I do think receiver is a bigger need than people think. I think we just need one more guy after Curtis Samuel left in free agency. So I'm really leaning Keon Coleman here over Troy Franklin. We could go Patrick Paul. I don't really know how much he slides in here. His ADP is 75, and we have a pick at 67. So according to their ADP, he should still be there. We could go Edrin Cooper or Peyton Wilson, linebacker to North Carolina, NC State. So it could be a linebacker. I think we'd more likely wait on a linebacker. Maybe Adisa Isaac, who I mocked last time, but I want to take someone different. I'm going to take Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. I really like his athletic ability to be able to stretch the field, and he kind of reminds me of DK Metcalf, a bigger wide receiver that is still very fast. I don't remember what his 40 time was, but so we take Keon Coleman there. Patrick Paul goes right after 41 to the Packers, who in this mock have drafted two tackles so far. Peyton Wilson goes, Johnny Newton goes 44 to the Raiders. Cooper DeJean goes to the Falcons at 43. Troy Franklin goes to the Bengals at 49, and so on and so forth. So now we're on the clock, and I see Edrin Cooper still here. I could definitely look to go there. Maybe get another tackle. There's a Blake Fisher still here. I like him out of TCU. I do really like Edrin Cooper. I think he's the best linebacker in this class. Let's see here. Any corners? Kyrie Jackson. I love Kyrie Jackson. I think we can wait to get him, though. Tight ends. I like Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas. And he is not here. Where did he go? Let's see where he went in this draft, or this mock draft. He went, let's see, where did he go? Where is he? Sorry, I'm trying to find him. He went, I don't even know where he went. It's not even showing up. But anyway, I think the pick here might be Edrin Cooper or Blake Fisher, maybe get another tackle. We do need corner help. We just need DBs. I'm going to wait on Kyrie Jackson. I'm going to take a big risk to wait on him. I'm going to take Edrin Cooper, linebacker out of Texas A&M. I think that's a great pick if we can get him there in the third round, top of the third round at pick 67. So Blake Fisher went 73, so he's out of the question. Brandon Coleman, tackle to TCU, went as well. Kyrie Jackson is still on the board for corner. He's one of my most underrated players in this whole entire draft. I really like him. I think I'm going to take him. We're going to evaluate all of our options. But he's the one that I like the most here. Maybe a bit of a reach by a few picks, but I think he would be a solid get for this team. We're looking at edge here. Xavier Thomas, edge out of Clemson, is the only. I really do like Braylon Trice, edge out of Washington. Our next pick, though, isn't until pick 100, so I don't know if he'd be there. Yeah, we're going to hopefully Braylon Trice will be there. But I'm going to go cornerback Kyrie Jackson out of Oregon. I really like him. He's very athletic. I've watched him a lot when, because obviously I'm a Utes fan, so I mentioned that in a couple episodes, but I've watched him clamp down our receivers, and I think he's going to be a good get for any team, and I hope that we are able to get him. So Braylon Trice goes to pick 96. That kind of sucks, but I think we could look at tight end. Cade Stover and Ben Sinnott, just to name a few, are here. Christian Mahogany, guard out of Boston College, is here. I really like Cameron Kitchens, safety out of Miami. Cedric Van Prance, center out of Georgia, I think we could go. I think he can play guard as well. Zach Zinter is down here as well, guard out of Michigan. Tough. It's hard to do these mock drafts on the fly because you just never know who's going to be here. I do like Theo Johnson out of Penn State too. So maybe if they want to look deeper into the fourth round to get a tight end. I like Cade Stover and Ben Sinnott too. The tackles here, not worth taking any right here. So I think we would be looking more in towards the interior defensive line. Look at edge rushers real quick. Muhammad Kamara and Gabe Murphy are guys that I'm looking at right now. I would say that's a bit of a reach. So I think I'm going to go with Christian Mahogany, guard out of Boston College. I really like him coming out of Boston College. I think that would be a good sleeper pick for the Commanders with their conditional pick that they got from trading away Chase Young. So in the round two, pick 36, I took Kingsley Suamataia out of BYU tackle. And then pick 40, I took wide receiver Keon Coleman, Florida State. Round three, pick 67, Edrin Cooper, linebacker out of Texas A&M. Round three, pick 78, cornerback Kyrie Jackson out of Oregon. And then with the last pick in the third round, pick 100, is Christian Mahogany, guard out of Boston College. So I would love if this would be how the board fell for Washington. Keon Coleman, I think, would be the biggest argument of pick in this mock draft that I did, but I think that'd be a good get for the Commanders. I really like, he's a big bodied receiver, just reminds me a lot of DK Metcalf, and I think we definitely kind of need another big, I think we need a big body to go outside of Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson and get Jaden Daniels more weapons. So we do go leaning offense in the five picks that we have today. So tackle, wide receiver, and then guard. The offensive line is the biggest hole on the offense for sure. So PFF ranks the Kingsley Suamataia a D+. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's just how the board fell. But yeah, anyway, so we will see how the board really does shake out. I'm really excited. I love the draft, man. It was really fun to watch it all day last night, and then I'm going to be able to watch it all day today. So yeah, definitely let me know what you guys think about the Commanders day one, and then what you think they could possibly do for day two. Let me know what you think of my mock draft. Leave me a review on wherever you find your podcast, wherever you're listening to right now. And I just thank you guys so much for your support. Go follow me on every social media at CommandFan on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode, and hail to the Commanders.